go through the formal process of signing the charter. Take a moment to sign it. It's a lot more substantive than a food contract, I'll guarantee.
On February 24th, 2025, UNB President Paul Mazurell signed the Scarborough Charter on Anti-Black Racism and Black Inclusion in Canadian Higher Education. The charter was created in collaboration with staff, faculty, students, relevant organizations, and Black civic and political leaders at the University of Toronto, Scarborough. For more on the history, scope, and implications of signing the charter at UNB, I spoke with Joanne O'Arr, the Advocacy and Education Officer with the Human Rights and Equity Office.
So the Scarborough Charter on Anti-Black Racism and Black Inclusion in Canadian Higher Education is a national framework that is being adopted by Canadian post-secondary institutions to address anti-Black racism and promote Black inclusion. It was developed way back in 2020 in response to sort of the national and global calls for racial justice, particularly following the murder of George Floyd and the increased awareness of anti-Black racism in Canada. Key commitments of the charter look at things like principles of Black flourishing. So how do you ensure that faculty, staff, students can thrive within higher educational environments? It also looks at pieces like inclusive excellence. So how do we strengthen academic and institutional excellence of universities, again, to reflect Black scholarship? The other key piece of it is mutuality. So recognizing that universities are also part of communities, and how is it that the academic community is connecting to larger community spaces? How are we bringing community in? And how is it the university is also connecting to communities in the larger context? And my favorite piece is it's the notion of accountability. So the principles of accountability. So building in these measurable goals, monitoring progress, being fully transparent in terms of what the progress is, and committing to sustained and ongoing action.
I asked Joanne to elaborate on what UNB would look like without that accountability.
Advancement in terms of addressing anti-Black racism. We would not have the opportunity to either capture this or track it or share it or know it, right? So I feel like that would be one of the biggest pieces missing without having that charter signed. Because in signing it, there is that recognition and acknowledgement of anti-Black racism within institutional spaces. And that the acknowledgement also speaks to a willingness to address the issue in meaningful ways.
Both the charter and Joanne emphasized that this commitment by the university would support Black thriving at UNB.
Thriving would look like representation. You want to be able to walk into spaces and see individuals who reflect your identity versus walking into spaces and you are the only one. You want to be able to show up to work and be able to contribute fully and advance whatever work is being offered in given spaces and not have to navigate systemic barriers. You want to be able to show up as a student and again, encounter professors or encounter educators who understand your experiences from that lived perspective, from that lived experience perspective. So thriving looks at how it is Black individuals and Black bodies in this particular context, but I think any individual and anybody shows up in given spaces and is allowed to be the best expression of themselves, despite where it is that they are. And knowing that that full expression is received and is supported and is even encouraged.
Joanne also noted that UNB's decision to sign the Scarborough Charter was part of a long internal advocacy campaign spearheaded by Dr. Nadia Richards, who was unavailable for an interview before publication.
There's been a lot of internal advocacy by students, by staff, by faculty that have certainly allowed for this to move forward. The greatest champion for this is Dr. Nadia Richards, who is the AVP for Human Rights and Equity Office, who has really driven so much of the work that has happened in terms of getting it to the point of the signing. Also knowing that it's going to be supported by individuals who are deeply committed to the work and who have also experience in driving the work as well.
The charter states that redressing anti-Black racism is, quote, complementary of commitments to Indigenous communities and other equity groups. End quote.
So the commitment to redressing anti-Black racism is understood as part of broader intersectional approach to equity and equity work. So this includes ongoing commitment to Indigenous justice and also engaging with other equity deserving communities. And when we talk about that intersectionality perspective, so we recognize that Black communities are also part of all of the equity deserving group. We're part of queer communities, we're part of the disability community. So whatever work that is being done is always going to be from that intersectional perspective. And the goal is not to create competition. Ijeoma Oluo, in her book, So You Want to Talk About Race, talks about the concept of sometimes this work, it's not pie, right? That if you take a slice, there's less available for everybody. It's not a zero-sum game. Until Indigenous communities have the right to, self-determination, no other community is going to really progress because this is their land, and there can be no progress really until we center the work and center reconciliation towards Indigenous communities. So it's not anything new to bring this into how we're going to be approaching rolling out the Scarborough Charter within the university space as well.
Finally, I asked Joanne what the reception has been to UMB's signing of the charter and the outcomes that the university hopes it will spur.
There's a lot of hope in how individuals are responding, and there's also caution. Everyone wants to see action. I think communities are so used to, and this is not about UNB, I think it's just the experiences of communities that are marginalized. They're so used to symbolic commitments. And I've heard from so many people, there is joy, there is hope. And then there is that expectation of, okay, now let's get to work and let's see how this rolls out, which I think is still hope in a way. There's also an openness to engagement, which is, I think, also very positive. With that and with all of these responses, this speaks significantly to why there has to be a commitment to transparency and ongoing dialogue. Because then, if there is anyone who is uncertain, the hope is that through these transparency, ongoing dialogue, that accountability component, whatever concerns or whatever spaces of distrust would be addressed. The next stage, the action stage, involves creating community and a Black-led committee that will offer advisory and working group support that will begin to look at what are the next tangible, actionable pieces that have to be taken that reflect UNB's reality. We're now waiting for community to come together, UNB community staff, student faculty, and community at large to begin to decide what the goals are going to be.
This is Aidan Keenan for CHSR 97.9 FM and the Local Journalism Initiative.